Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of the Solitary Healing Witch Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about a witchy rut, as well as witchcraft on a budget. Okay, so I'm going to start off just by saying that I missed work for a whole week last week because I was sick. I tested positive, and because I work in a healthcare office, my work has some strict guidelines on us being able to come to work and or getting cleared to come back to work. So I am patiently waiting for our employee health building to open up so I can go get checked out and cleared to return to work, because, you know, as much fun as it was staying at home for a week doing nothing, I kind of want to, you know, go back to work and get paid. So I had a lot of time to think, a lot of time to like ponder my thoughts, and I decided to make an episode for you guys on some of those things. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is a witchy rut, and I know some of you may have already experienced that, and if you haven't, you may in the future. It's something completely normal. So the witchy rut is kind of like getting into a funk. Like, you lose motivation to want to do any of the things that you used to do, like writing your book of shadows or grimoire or do a ritual. You kind of, not that you lose interest, but you feel like a lack of motivation. Like, you don't want to do the things that you used to do when it came to your practice. And that's completely normal. For me personally, I think a lot of it has to do with my mental health, because I get in funks and sometimes I feel depressed. Especially, I have vivid, crazy dreams all the time, and depending on that dream, it kind of puts me in a mood for the day. But it can be with anything. It can be with, you know, my Etsy stuff. It can be with playing a video game. Sometimes you just feel like you're not in the mood. So I'm just gonna guess because I've lost count, but in about like the 15 years that I've practiced, it has been off and on. And my beliefs never changed, but just the drive to continue to keep practicing. Sometimes situations in life come up and, you know, you have to pack up your altar and put it in a box. Or depends if you're in the broom closet or if you're out of the broom closet. So for me, my family, like my parents, they know. But my husband's side of the family, they're super Christian, so they don't know. So I don't like to leave a lot of things out. I have a small altar area near my bedside, but it's not something that screams, hey, look at me, I'm a witch, or I'm pagan, or whatever it is. It's kind of like enough for me to know. And over the years, I've packed stuff up, and then I lost interest in doing the things that I liked doing, not just the craft. And then there will be days where I feel bummed out that I've lost touch with trying to connect. And you try to find things that get you motivated again. And it can always be something different. It could be picking up a book, maybe one you've already read, and just rereading the book. Because I find that when you start reading it and you start learning again, it kind of makes you want to start practicing again. Another thing I love that has worked for me is listening to other podcasts. I love listening to other pagan or witches podcasts on things they've experienced, things they've done, or their tips and tools on practicing. Because even though you've practiced for a long time, there may be things that you may have not thought of, you may have not done, and they're kind of like good ideas. Other things, you know, could be cleaning your space. And For me personally, if my area is not clean, that definitely puts me in a funk. And next to my bed, I have my little setup, so I have my incense burner. And I have a 6-year-old who likes to play with the ashes of the incense. So it gets all over the altar cloth, it gets everywhere. And to me, it kind of, drives me a little crazy that everything is dirty. And then, some stuff collects dust. So I like to take a day where I light some candles, light an incense, and I remove everything from my little altar area. I clean it up, dust it off, vacuum up the incense dust or whatever it is. And I like to clean everything up, give each item some attention, and then reset up. And for me, cleansing my space, that helps me a lot with the rut that I'm in. I just love having my area clean, and then the smell of the incense always helps. And sometimes trying other witchy things that you may have not done before can also re-spark, your motivation. For example, if you're not too much into getting outdoors, try going on a hike and connecting with nature, or maybe do some kitchen witchery. You can also do some garden plant magic. There's so many different things that you can try to do, so maybe change it up a little bit. Try new things, see what you like and see what you don't like. Now, before I got sick, my husband was sick first, so my daughter and I decided to make him soup. And I went and I looked up a lot of medicinal properties on different types of herbs that would help with all the symptoms he was having. And her and I, for fun, we decided to make, like a little chant while we stirred the soup. And it was fun having her do this with me. So we wrote like a little poem and we said it together as we stirred it. And we kind of made our own kitchen witch recipe. And I found that very fun, especially because my daughter had a big part in it. And that kind of made me want to start doing this more, start creating things with them more. Even though they don't exactly know everything that's going on with what we're doing, it's just the energy that they bring because they're so young and they believe in magic and everything's just fun. So it's fun doing that stuff with them. Another thing I like to do is maybe take a trip to a little shop in town where they have, all the witchy stuff that your heart loves. Even if you can't afford it all the time, it's always nice to go and look around, and sometimes it sparks some ideas for you. Something that you want to try to do. Maybe try some divination, some tarot cards, some runes. It's just like a nice like refresher just to be surrounded by that kind of stuff again, especially when you are in your rut. And if you're like me, you can't really afford to go buy all the extravagant, nice, witchy stuff. So I'm gonna give you guys some tips on what I have found around me that is in a reasonable price range. So like I mentioned before, when I started my practice, I went to a thrift store, and that's where I first started buying everything because I wasn't very aware of shops in my area or where to buy online, and social media wasn't really that big back when I started. So I went to a thrift shop, and there I would find my chalice, I would find bowls, I would find little things to symbolize the elements, and that's where I started off. My candle holders. And then another place I would go to frequently is the dollar store. You can find a lot of different things at the dollar store, surprisingly. So you can find the little oil burners that you put the tea light candle in. You can find tea light candles. You can find all kinds of candles there. They have incense holders. the little glass bottles now that they have their craft section, so you can use those for spell bottles. And it comes in at like a multi-pack, so there's a lot of them in there. You can find cool jars, you know, to make your moon water in. They have seashells there, all kinds of cool, neat stuff that you can use with your practice or use with your altar. And I like getting creative, and there's a lot of different DIY projects that you can find, like on Pinterest. I've seen a lot of people make scrying mirrors just from a mirror at the dollar store in black paint. So you can get really creative there. Another place that I find stuff randomly would be at Ross. So if you go in their candle area, I don't know if all the different Rosses are set up. If you guys have one, if you do, you know what I'm talking about. That if you look in the candle area, I have been finding stashed away in the back in the lower shelves, like incense, like little incense kits. You can also, I've been finding sage there a lot. And I love going down the figurine aisles. So, you know, the fancy decor aisles. I, in the past, have found a lot of Egyptian statues. And when I was really into the Egyptian stuff, this is where I would definitely go because I would always find deity statues. I found like a set of bookends with Bastet before. Also found a statue of her once. And you find a lot of cool things over there. I always like going because you never know what you're gonna find. You can find like cool things for your altar. They also, in like the arts and crafts section, have journals. And it's a hit or miss with the journal sometimes because a lot of them have Bible verses on the front. But occasionally I will find a blank one or one with a design that I like. And I found one that kind of like wraps in leather. It's probably pleather. Because it was a couple dollars, but it definitely had like witchy grimoire feel to it. And I grabbed that one because that's the one that I want to start doing the kitchen witch stuff in. I'm going to start writing down and putting recipes in there. And I've also found like wooden boxes, wooden bowls for offerings and things. I found wooden, all that kind of stuff there. So you just look around. You always find these random witchy things in all these different stores. And right now, my favorite store that I keep going to, I don't know if you guys have one near you yet, but it's called Five Below. And it's fairly cheap. Some items are more than $5, some are less, but they have a whole section that has incense. They have like handmade incense there, incense holders. I've found tarot decks there, believe it or not. I found witchy books. I found books on herbalism there. They have like these little bundles that comes with a sage stick, selenite, and a stone. Like there's a rose quartz one. I found an amethyst one. I found abalone shells there. I just picked up, it's a small little shelf that has, it's like a metal wire and then a wooden shelf on it, and it has like the moons on it. And I just got that. I'll probably share a picture with you guys soon because I put all my stones on it. But I found that there. I found keychains with runes on it, and a lot of things like with the evil eye on it. So it's pretty neat just walking around and all the things that you find, and you'll be surprised that they even have that there. You guys might have other stores with different names near you, but a lot of those stores I kind of talked about are just like your discount stores. And it's all about looking around and browsing. Now, my favorite place to shop would be like a local witchy shop. But I can't always afford it. So I like to look around and collect random things that I find everywhere. A lot of other times, too, things that are great for your altar would be going out into nature and make sure to thank the land and don't take too much, just take a little bit for yourself. But there's things on my altar that I've collected from hikes and things we've gone on, gone to the lake, like a washed up crawdad claw or a seashell, maybe a pine cone or a cool rock that you found. There's all kinds of things that's all around you. So just open your mind up, and when you look at things, you kind of look at it through a different lens. Like, you see things in a different way, that they symbolize different things to you. A bird's feather, maybe. So, and you can make a lot of stuff too. So that's always fun, and that also makes everything feel more meaningful and more powerful is when you create it yourself. One project I recently did was I found a wooden brush, like the handle in the back of it's wooden, and I have a wood burner at home, so I wood burned some sigils in the back and I decorated it with the wood burning, and then I rubbed some oil on it. And that made my everyday brush just a little bit of magic to incorporate into my everyday when I brush my hair, because the sigils and things have different meanings for me. So you can always incorporate things in your everyday life too, especially, you know, if you are in that rut and you don't want to set up a whole entire altar to do a spell, you can do little things in your everyday life that just bring a little bit of magic to your life, whether it be the brush or, you know, putting a braid in your hair and setting intentions, charging a necklace, or, you know, if you have little, what's the word, just like your routine every day, you know, how many times you might stir your coffee and set your intentions and, you know, thoughts for the day. You can incorporate the craft in so many different little aspects in your life. You don't have to set up a full altar and cast a circle and do a whole spell. You can just do little things here and there to still keep it in your life. So if you are in that rut, it is normal, and we all will get through it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really need to quit saying, I've noticed I said that a lot. I didn't write or prepare for this episode. I went off the top of my head. So there's a lot of times where I pause or I'm thinking, and I had a very bad habit of saying, this whole episode. But I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will be working on more things. Just life has been hectic lately. I do have a Yule episode, and we do have Yule coming up, so if you guys want to go check that out, I believe it is episode 15, and that's another thing I'm excited about doing is decorating for Yule. I want to try to make a Yule log, but I do live in an apartment, so I will not be burning the Yule log, but I will be burning candles, and I want to find some greenery, maybe make a wreath or decorate with it. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, and you guys can look forward to it too. Decorate your space a little bit for Yule and bring in the greenery and have fun with it. So hope you guys enjoyed. Happy holidays if I don't make an episode before Yule, and hope you guys have a great day. Blessed be.